Dripping this morning. Yeah, I hope y'all dripping fabulous. Yeah, look there, fantabulous. Right, good morning, man. Y'all on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. Man, I hope all is well with y'all. And y'all making the best of your situation, man. Making your situations better, man, by any means, man. No matter what situation you in, man, make it a better situation for yourself. Man, that's what we're talking about. You know, just sit there. Don't just lay there. You can figure something out. Make something happen for yourself. Make something happen for somebody else. You feel me? Just like that. So, yeah, good morning once again. You're on the morning drift with Suleiman Bey, August 9th, 2021, Gregorian. Yeah. So we in here this morning, and we just get to it like we always do. I hope y'all feeling well, man. Monday morning. You feel me? People don't like to get up and go. Shit, you're supposed to be ready to go. Ready to go at all times. Supposed to stay been going. You wasn't supposed to have never stopped. Yeah. You know, the rest day was for the rest day on Sunday was for the slaves. That's what Master gave Sunday to the slaves. You know, that go back to his worship of the sun. When you go back to the Sunday, Sunday was the first day of the week. That's when the Lord started creating. On Sunday, Monday, you're already into the second day, man. You're already in the put forth, man. Shoot, we dragging, slow dragging to get to work. Oh, it's Monday. Man, that's because you've been in slave mode. Sleep on Sunday. Sleeping and kicking back. Some more rest. The Lord resting. Yeah, not on Sunday. Yeah, I'm doing a lot. Islam to y'all out there, man, to the family. We in here this morning. You know, we will be remiss without mentioning Prophet Noble Drew Ali. We definitely go get into those teachings this morning. That's the forefront of this ministry here. And yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's how that goes. Definitely go get into that. And we go get into a little of those. I hope y'all looked up those black codes, those Christian black codes. I really hope y'all looked those up. And see what was going on with that, you know, the Black Codes of 1724. So you see how they ordained all this stuff, all these laws that we under right now, incarcerating your loved ones at an alarming rate, just genocide, and we going for it. Talking about tough on crime, man, they putting all that stuff out there for you to go vote for. They making it tough in the streets. And your people, they putting the economic pressure on your people. Your people don't know. And we turn a divine eye to each other. You know, you're not trying to help nobody. We're not trying to network and pool our resources. So, hell, you know. So they just feed all both sides and win. And we just stay down. And listen, y'all, this is so important. It's so important for us. When we're talking about pooling our resources for economic advantages, we're talking about starting at home first, right, on a microcosm, right? You know, just starting at home and getting all your papers and stuff together. Who are you? You know, figuring that out. Figuring out who are you, your ancestry, you know, check that out. You know, who your foremothers and fathers were and are. And that's who you are. So that's how you do that. And you go back and stop equating ourselves with this black tag. And, you know, and you white tag and all this to these race cards that they're playing. And really go into your pedigree, you know, to your nationality, your nativity, you know. Go through your grandma, your great-grandma, your great-great-grandma. Go see, you know, see what's going on. And by the way, why we doing that, everybody who's saying Jesus, you know, we know him as us Moors, we know him as Yahushua. But all y'all who, you know, when we say that, you say that name, well, just remember who his great-great-grandmother was, too. Just remember who his great-great-grandmother was. Remember his blood lineage now. You know, you read the Bible now. You got a whole chapter in there on Ruth. You know, that's his lineage. She was from Moab. But y'all want to read the Bible and they tell you, oh, Moab was this and they was doing that. Man, the whole world doing this and that. They have all fallen astray. There's not one upright. Not one. Everybody want to cast the stones. Yeah, but who are you? Who would he be today if he was here? Would he be Moor? Would he be a Moorish American? Would that be his bloodline? He's from Moab. He a Moabite. She was a Moabitess from the land of Moab, Ruth, in the Bible. You know what that is? You know where Syria and Palestine and all the areas and stuff over there is? Okay, the prophet said, the same people that was against me then is against me now. Same people that was with me then is with me now. That was 2,000 years ago. That's what y'all were sure. He came again. The prophet came and speaking it. Yeah. Same people. Rome. Got the same foot on the same neck. Same neck of the woods all around the world. So you just have to open up your eyes to see, man. We had an avatar come to us. Yeah, we was blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed, people. Wake up, Atlantis. Man, wake up, Moors. We are here. You feel me? You're here. That's your big Baltic salt heads. Yeah, all up and down the in these pyramids and these. Yeah, that's you. You just sleep and don't know all your monuments right here at home. You just sleep right here at home. Right, and tricked us, bamboozled us, tricked us all with the stroke of the pen. Man, by the stroke of the pen, you've been took out of history, rewritten out, blackballed. Man, that's blackballed. So now what it's time to do, quit calling yourself what people call you. Hell, how many of y'all been to Germany? You don't got to raise your hand. I know a lot of y'all ain't been to Jersey because I know the audience who I'm talking to. So if you ain't never been to Germany, how many German shepherds you done seen? Okay, and every time you seen that German shepherd, what did you call that dog? What did you know that dog as? You know that dog is the German Shepherd. I don't care where you live. You didn't call it no Mississippi Shepherd. Yeah, you didn't call it no Texas Shepherd. You didn't call it no New York Shepherd. You called it a German Shepherd, no matter where you at and where you see that dog at. So his spots don't change, but yours do, because you was a Negro one generation. You was black, colored, Afro-American, African-American. What's next? I mean, how are you changing? Who are you prior to these coins? See, these coins have meaning. These coins are detrimental to your health. Put the contract in front of you and you sign it. Race, black or white. It's only, well, what about the people who Chinese and other stuff? They're not going to consider themselves white or black. There's only two races. Why they don't have all the races then? Because it's more people than white and black. But we don't think, bam, see, we've been bamboozled and whooped so long. Yeah, and do you really know what white is? Because if you knew what the definition of white could be defined as, then you might even fit in that category too. I'm just saying. I mean, you are from North Africa. I'm just saying. You are from North Africa, man. So, I mean, you know. But hey, you know, definition change, and that's another thing. We have to get older dictionaries and go into our studies. We have to really go in depth in our house. Family, please listen to me. We got to get them dictionaries, them law dictionaries in our houses, and the constitutions. We need to look at treaties, because over here, the Constitution and the treaties is the supreme laws of the land. We need to see who they got treaties with. We need to see all the debts and engagements that they was inside the Confederation that's a part of the United States now. What was the Confederation? Who was all a part of the Confederation? Because Confederation means, you know, that means some hands was at the table. Who was a part of that Confederation? Are you a party to it? Are you a lineage? Who are you? See, these are things you got to unravel and ask yourself so you can understand what's going on. Because believe me, they say this is the Indian's home. Bonk, I beg to differ. This soul can't be the European's home because you call him white, but he's not white. He's European, and this is not Europe, okay? And this is not India. So if this is the Indian's land, then this is not India. So that's got to be a lie, or somebody not telling the truth, however you want to say it, all right? So we're in northwest and southwest of Mexico over here. That's where we at. In the modern time, they will call this northwest and southwest Africa. See, they make you point over to the seven over there, to Africa, the continent, and they just point that out to Africa. But you got to remember, our foremothers and fathers, the whole landmass, the whole earth was named, well, that's a one name. You have different parts. So this is the northwestern, this is the northwestern Africa. And South America is southwest Africa. Y'all don't hear me, though. And you have the adjoining islands, you have Mexico, and the joint in Central America, in that the isthmus, and you have the adjoining islands, Cuba, San Domingo, Dominican Republic, Haiti, yes ma'am. So that's all a part of this structure over here, which you can't exclude Canada, Alaska. Come on, now everywhere you go, we're there. You're gonna see us. We're the originators. So you quit saying that, oh, I got this in me or that. No, 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 no. You're the originator. That's why your title comes. You're the originator, aboriginal, okay? You make the flavors. You make the bouquet. Dig that. So study your history. Well, you know, tied to your nativity. You know, go back. You might hear your great-grandma probably was on a reservation. She's probably one of the five civilized tribes. No doubt. You could trace your grandma, your great-grandma, and her lineage back to the reservations through the Bureau of Indian Affairs and different stuff like that, and find out who you are and claim some of this land of yours. See, that's how we come together. And then you got to remember, you got a son, you got a daughter, you got a nephew, niece. Yeah, when you start unraveling these things, you unravel these things, and then you present them. So, you know, it's a lot of damage been done. You know, it's a lot of injuries been done. So in your family, you have to find redress for your grievances. But who are you? Again, you can't come to them as a plaintiff in error. Yeah, as a black, you come into them black. You don't have no, you can't, you don't have no, they don't have no forum for you. They don't have no forum to hear your grievances black. That's why you could get bam. They could shoot us down in the streets. Yeah, put illegal detentions on us, crime sentences, disparage difference from whites. Yeah, they could do all that to you, straight apartheid. Right, and you never thought that apartheid was here. You thought that you were looking over Africa. I told you that Africa is here too, so because you're going through the same conditions. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Amen. Hallelujah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we're going through the same thing here. If you ever watch a South African movie about apartheid, come here, Kaffir boy. Just like call him a nigger. Check your paper. See who you are. We go where they tell you to go. You can't go to the white side, but they occupiers. What you mean I can't go down there where you done put up your, erected your big building? The occupiers. So the same thing in your community, that's what you have in your community. You have the occupying force, which you call them the police. But those are not elected officials. Those are hired officials. Those are hired mercenaries. Let's call it what it is. That's why they're in your community. Everywhere when you go in the black community, this so-called black community, but when you go across the tracks, when you go up there up yonder, you don't see them. Yeah, you don't see them up there by Massa House. You don't see them up there because you're not up there, you see? So that's where the gentrification come in. They move people out, put in, erect new buildings and stuff, move you to where they want you to put you. They feed you because you got to go to the certain grocery stores in your area. You don't have nothing. You don't own nothing. So they put the inferior foods in there. You don't know what they're putting inside the meat and the food. Yeah, this stuff is strategic. They distribute it and everything. You sitting at your master's table eating because we won't come together because we've been filled with self-hate. Yeah, you're literally sitting at your open enemy's table eating. For hundreds of years, he's been raping you, raping your brothers and sisters, murdering us, cutting babies out of us, hanging us from trees. Now it's with Jim Crowism. Can't go here, can't go there, law, improper imprisonment, all this and that. Keep openly showing you who he is. And we love us some Master Boss now, but we can't love ourselves. There's nothing wrong with you loving Master Boss if you feel Master Boss been good to you. But I say Master Boss has been not been good to me. So I got to be Toby. No? Oh, that's what y'all call me. No, I got to be Kunta Kinte. See? You got to be Kunta Kinte. You got to be in your proper impropria persona. Suturus in your proper self. Yeah, you got to know what's going on, man. So that's the thing around here. The thing around here, they have laws for Negroes, for slaves. That's what keeps you in check. That's what keeps them funded. That's what brings in their revenue. Don't you get it? The whole thing, the whole system is bonded. That's how they get their revenue off you. So they design a game. A crime game, and sit around and they provide you in the environment. Your environment is messed up, your condition where you live, so you got to go for something, and they put the other stuff in there for you, the negative stuff there for you. Where do you think it comes from? You think you bring it here? You think you make it? It's well orchestrated. And we fall for the okey-doke. We fall for the banana in the tailpipe. The old banana in the tailpipe, when the prophet said, and I'm talking about the prophet Noble Drew Ali, when the prophet said, you just plain old rich and just don't know it. Man, you Moors plain rich. Everybody keeps saying they don't want to be the Moors. Man, they don't want to be the Moors. Y'all don't understand the illustrious history of your foremothers and forefathers. You don't even understand where you at right now, where your dominion. You don't want to be a Moor. You don't even understand your dominion. You don't even understand where the area where they're doing business at and why they're doing business there. Why they was able to form their corporation guild and where is that, the land that they bullied for and why. You don't even understand. See? You don't even understand the agreements that's been made. So for us to do better, we have to know better. See, if you knew better, you'd do better. That's what this is about, knowing better and building up inside our family structure. Start in your household with your significant other, whoever else of age. Start teaching the right thing. You got to get the Constitution. Constitution protects you. You got the Bill of Rights in there. Man, it protects everybody, the foreigner, the aliens, it protects everybody in there. Even got some slave clauses in there, protection slaves, if people want to be slaves. Yeah, it got some slave clauses. Yeah, the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. Yeah, they in bonding, they got rid of physical slavery and started a new kind of slavery. Yeah, they tell you if you just read it, you read those amendments. But the Prophet Noble Drew Ali said we don't need those amendments for the salvation of our people. So we don't need them. So what does that mean? You know, keep that artificial person. Yeah, who is that? Is that you? Are you artificial? Well, then if you're not artificial, then that doesn't pertain to you. So in law, they always have these things, persons. And this is what we have to be careful for, y'all. This is the okey-doke. By the way, you're on the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. The websites are legalempowermentgroup101.com. And then AlMoorConsultationLLC.com. That's AlMoor, A-L-M-O-O-R, ConsultationLLC.com. Hit us up. We got all the stuff going on. Whatever you hear on the show, the episode, we got the credit repair, credit rebuilder. And we're real good at credit repair, man. We understand, you know, what they're doing and what's going on. We know how to go in there and bling, bling, bling. Yeah, you know, bloop, bloop, bloop. You know, you look up, say, whoa, you know, teach some things to do, some moves to make in the meantime. You know, we'll get you some cards. And, you know, if you got at least about a 580, might could get you some about a 580 and better. Get some cards and some merchandise cards where you could buy, you know, products and pay over time and then report to the bureaus and build your credit up at the same time if that's the situation that you're in. Now, if you're in better situation, like I say, we know how to get the specific cards for you pertaining to your situation also. So we got that going on too. And then we do business formation and business credit as well. We know how to do that. We know how to, you know, get you in, to get your guns, your NAB accounts. You know, do all those things as well. So, yeah, hit us up. Yeah, we got you, man. You know, we civilizing and rising. You got to support your people, man. That's what this is about. You know, each one teach one to become one. And that's what we don't do. See, we help. We hate self and kind, and that's why we losing. Man, if you hate yourself and kind, man, a house divided can't survive. Man, it can't stand. So if you don't know that science, then bam, that's why you in the situation that you in. Man, you got to pull them resources. You just coming in the house in your Range Rover, looking and smelling good. You feel me? And everybody else in the house doing bad. And you got all the credit cards in your pocket. You probably got unlimited. You probably got a MasterCard, Amex or something, Chase card or something that you could put unlimited authorized users on there. But do you utilize it? Nah, you just want to shine. Do you put your people on it? Do you put your little nieces and them on there that's 15 and stuff, put them on there right now? Do you help out your cousin and them that you see trying to strive and trying to get on, really got credit but working good? Send me cousin, put your authorized user. Hell, he can't get the card. If you keep the card, hell, you can't get any of your information. All the card information go come to you. Put them on there. Yeah, let them get some of that history that you got, some of that good payment that you got. Help them out. Man, tell them, give you a couple of dollars. You see them working, man, cuz, give me $200. Let me put you on my card, man. Put you on a couple of my cards. Yeah, you do that for your family, start getting money, and then you do it for other people. Yeah, that's how you get money. You can start working. Hell, if you got good enough credentials and enough cards with authorized, unlimited authorized users, what the hell you need to go to work for? You can make more money doing selling your authorized users. But do we think like that? No, but we got to think like that. That's how we got to survive. And we got to help out our loved ones, the ones that's trying to do better. And we got to pool that. And if it's five of y'all in the family, then five of y'all put the demo down. put the example down. Show what five people pulling their resources are doing instead of you pulling into your range role. Now everybody, y'all done pulled y'all resources. Y'all working together. Y'all done built a little hedge fund, a little fund where y'all putting in money each month. Boo-boo, so y'all can net, so y'all can buy stuff. You feel me? Whether it's cryptocurrencies, whether it's stocks, whether it's bonds, whether it's investing in yourself a business, whatever it is. You feel me? Y'all got the means because you're coming together. When everybody else sees that y'all doing stuff and doing better, you know, people need to, as the prophet said, man, man follow up, man lead if not. Yeah, man need an example. So you gotta be that example. That's just how it is. So sometimes you can't look at our people with scorn because before you knew better, that's how we was. So we strove for something better, so now we got to be able to give it to them. So get the ones, the young ones, the ones that's striving, that's young. That's the prophet's son, so young. You get the young ones, teach them, educate them, clean them up, you know, make sure they're going right. Make sure you're there for them, big brother, big sister. You know, put them on your cards. And like I said, the ones that's trying to do something, y'all network together. Y'all network together and build up a bond. Now, let's understand again what persons are. Because in order for us, when we're looking at this economic, while we're in a disadvantage, you got to look at this. The person that they're referring to, when you're a U.S. citizen, that's a certain person, okay? A U.S. citizen is a certain person. A U.S. citizen is an artificial person, okay? We just educated him. A U.S. citizen is an artificial person, okay? Why? Because it's given right. That's it's over here. It's given right. It's given rights over here and duties over here. It's a creation of law because you got to remember that this is all corporations, all right? We're dealing with corporations here. So if you're dealing with corporations, then you're dealing with artificial persons because the United States, by definition, by contract, is a corporation. Okay, so we know that a person is a human being, so we can't be dealing with that person. Okay, so when they be using the word person, you have to define what person are they talking about and understanding who they are and who all their statutes and codes and so-called laws are for. They're for corporations. But see, you keep attaching yourself saying that you are an artificial person. So person says, in Black Law Dictionary, it says, one, a human being. Ding. Okay, wow, we all got that. If you any rock under the sun, any person under any rock under the sun know that a person is a human being. Okay, that's number one. We got that. Okay, number two, an entity such as a corporation. And I know y'all done heard this before. Many of y'all that follow and listen and heard this before. But remember, we got to remember what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a stubborn, mule-headed people. We're dealing with a stubborn people that don't like self and kind. So we got to remember in the workshop of the mind, we got tools. You know, you got chisels, you know, you got compasses, you got a plumb line, So right now we're dealing with that hammer. I'm going to put the hammer in the truth. I'm going to pound it in. Pow, 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 pow. The tool becomes a part of you. The tool becomes a part of us, we, the people. So person one, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Okay, so we understand that. So two, it's an entity such as a corporation that's recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Okay, so we understand now the two persons now is a human being and an entity. Okay, so now let's break down the human being portion of person, and then we'll break down the entity portion. Okay, the human being part of portion is number one. Okay, so we go down, and they have a natural person down here. Okay, a natural person says, a natural person, a human being, okay, that satisfies that, and it says, as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Bling. Okay, listen, it says natural person, a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. So we just equated the human being's equation down here is a natural person. So instead of you don't walk around saying I'm a human being, everybody knows a human being, you either you're a natural person or you're an artificial person. Okay, so that's a natural person is equates a human being. Now for entity, for the second definition of person, which was an entity, says the corporation that's recognized by law, as having the rights and duties of a human being, we have a definition called artificial person. And this is the definition of artificial person. It says, an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, legal entity. Ted, I'm going to say it again. Ted, y'all seen the movie Ted and Ted 2, the little dog? He is shaking his little shaboinger. He thought he had a girlfriend, like he was humping around. Bobby Brown, ain't nobody humping around. Yeah, he thought he was humping around. Yeah, he was, how they say, he was talking shit, swallowing spit. Oh, Ted, he was smoking herb and everything. Oh, Ted, right? Yeah, it was a big old laugh on the couch. Yeah, oh, Ted. So he had to go into them folks' house in them robes. He had to go see Boss Master Frog. Yeah, he had to go to front of them people, and he didn't know how to present himself, so they represented, they represented him to the court and read him his rights. And by the way, they told Ted, sit down, Ted. Sit your little dark-skinned self down. Yeah, he was dark. They laughed at you all the way to the bank. Made a movie about us. Who made a movie about the artificial creation, the 14th Amendment person. Yeah, they told Ted to sit on down, man. You was a creation of the law. You was an artificial person. That's what they told Ted. And we laughed all the way with them. They bankrolled it in. Go back and look at it. They're going to tell you about the artificial person. That's who you are. They made you that. How do I know? How do I know they made us that? Down the road again. Here we go. 14th Amendment. Now remember, the 13th Amendment was 1865. This all coincides, y'all. This is how you're going to get your house together. You got to get that Constitution out. You can do all the business you want to do under that Constitution. You got to make the people who not standing on the Constitution, who subverting the Constitution, who suppressing the Constitution, them the people who you got to make stand under the fold. That's why they overthrew you. That's why they threw you out of Spain, 1492. That's why they went on their voyage and came on over here to your home. Once they had overthrew you over there, they didn't overthrew the seat over there, and now they could just take the rest. See? Because, see, you're the civilizer. You're the one, the lawgiver. That's what made you so tough. You are the law. You created. You gave them what they have. We are. So when you know that, you know how to make people stand up. Salute. They salute you when you come through like they did El Hajj, Sharif Abdul Ali. Yeah, when he got off that boat. Yeah, going in Cuba. Yeah, when he got off that boat in Cuba and they saluted. Huh? And when Kirkman Bay starts talking in Spanish, blah, 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 blah. And then the Spanish army, they saluted, blah, stood in attention, blah, blah. Huh? This is a so-called black man. Huh? Ray was born with under the Birth Certificate Act. Was born under the Negro Act. Huh? How he getting this attention? How he getting this what? Man, they went into that Pan-American conference. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, y'all better study. Y'all better study and recognize what came to these shores. Better recognize who you is. Prophet says, like Yahushua come again. Yeah, Prophet Yahushua said, man, what I have done, all men shall do. Yeah. And believe in me and the things that I do, the works that I do, you could do these things and greater. That's what Jesus told y'all in the Bible. Man, you keep calling on his name instead of doing the works yourself. He said, you believe me in the works that I do, you could do these things and greater. You got to do the work. The work is uplifting fallen humanity, civilizing. That's what the brother Yahushua was traveling around the world doing. Y'all call this trapping. What you doing? What you doing when you get a bag? Who you giving the bag to? And what you doing with it? Who you civilizing? Who you uplifting? It ain't no use if you find out who you is and you just plain old rich and you don't know what to do with it, because a fool and his money will soon depart. Amen? Hallelujah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, let me get a witness to that. So, you knew better, you do better. So come together, If your credit is clean, what you want to be the only one in the house shining with clean credit for? Man, uplift everybody in the house. Get them on the same accord so y'all could pool that resources of credit. And now y'all could get more. You have your buying power is more. You went from one to three now. Three people got it in the house who credit score is straight. Then cleaned up the stuff in there. Y'all booming. And now y'all go collectively will go get a house. Get up out that apartment. Y'all shining in the apartment. You driving a luxury car, staying in the apartment, paying rent. Slow down, man. We out of pocket, man. We out of pee, man. I'm telling you, this culture they gave us, we out of pocket, man. And then dig this. Massa could pay you $200 million to dribble, to play sports, to do all these things. If he could pay you $200 million for 5 years, how much is he making? Which means how much are you worth? You're selling yourself short because you don't know who you is. And by the way, he's paying you with your own. You are the source. Your energy. Don't you understand that? You're making the revenue. You're dribbling and everything you're doing is making him the money. He's just setting up the arena. He's paying you because he has the arena, the forum set up. But you could set up the arena of the forum yourself. See, that's what he's paying you for. He have everything set up for you. All you got to do is come dribble and do what you do. Man, I'm going to just pay you. Man, I got the people coming into the stadium, man, everything. I got the gear, everything, man. I got the TV networks for you where they go see you. See, that's what you're getting paid. You're paying. He's taxing you. You feel me? Your talent. You're getting pimped. There's no other way around it. I don't care how you say it. You're getting pimped. Yeah, you call it a job. You call it a job. But working for self is the best thing in the world. Working for self, man, I loved it so much when they called in and talked to the sisters on the Moore's Heritage and History School the other day on Blog Talk. And one of the brothers called in and asked the sister about how can he shut down shutting down his number and all that, you know, the UCC stuff and how to do commerce. And she was like, Anais was like, man, you got a product? And he was like, yes, ma'am. And she's like, well, sell it. Then start laughing. I was laughing too to myself. Yeah, you got to understand the Bill of Rights. And I know she understands it. Yeah, you got to understand the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights. Y'all call them amendments. They wrote them down as amendments. Amendments 1 through 10, 1791. We call them the Bill of Rights, the first 10 commandments. Yeah, those are the Bill of Rights, man. You can do all your trade and commerce, man. Them govern all affairs, protect the alien, the stranger. The national, yeah, y'all got to understand what it is, okay, all the way to the 10th Amendment, 1791. When you start going further than that, then you got to go understanding constitutional conventions and whether they even convened and all kinds of stuff like that. Yeah, and whether this stuff is bogus or not. The prophet said these amendments were not needed for the salvation of his people. That means that you don't need to be a 14th Amendment citizen. So if you're following the prophet, and you claim a 14th Amendment citizenship, then you're not following the right prophet. If you're mixing it, then you're not following the right prophet. Because I don't see nowhere in his things where he makes that. So y'all got it confused. So, like I said, it's time to pool resources. That 14th Amendment says all persons. Remember, we just study persons, so it's not defining who the person is, but a natural person, you have to distinguish yourself from an artificial person over here, because over here, they presume, and it's assumed that you are an artificial person, meaning a U.S. citizen, because of this clause. 14th Amendment, 1868, Section 1. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, see, are citizens of the United States, see, and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of that state, nor should any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Y'all think that's protection of them. That's a slave clause. That's got you enslaved and it's keeping you enslaved. That is a slave clause. No salvation in that. There's no salvation in a Negro, black, a color, African American, or a white,
or the Indian. Those are all tax coins. These people got these tax coins. That's copyrighted property tax. Chattel property. It puts you in any kind of code after law. Put you in any kind of oven, prison, or concentration camp under that. Okay, then. Okay, then. You better open your eyes. History repeats itself. Sitting around here playing all these trains, running around here, all these army stuff on them. Man, left and right going down the train track. Where they going with it? It seems like Beirut going on. Where they going with it? Is it into the Middle East? Or is it going to shut down around here? COVID in the air, spraying, trying to wipe people out, indigenous people waking up, reclaiming their land and resources. Because you got to remember, the real resources are under land, not this paper money that we getting. See, when you tie to your native land, your nativity, then the resources under there, you got to be paid. You got to be compensated. Yeah, you got to be justly compensated for your property. See, that's constitutional fall right there. So if somebody's on your land, then they got to compensate you. If you know you tied in, your nativity ties you into a landmass, an area, and somebody is doing a corporate guild is doing business on top of that landmass, and you are heir to the throne, heir to the land, well, hello. Hello. Right, property rights. That's what you got to wake up, but you keep saying you Negro and black, that you was brought here in slavery, that you're not tied to the land. But Martin Luther King said, hey, the Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. Then, bam, went to the head, Martin Luther King was dead because, listen, too many people was listening. Martin Luther King was waking up. He understood, man, that what he was going through wasn't a way. He wasn't going to never get away. He wasn't going to never get right by that. We got to bear witness to that. It wasn't going to get right by that way. We got to put our foot in the mud. It got to get deep in the mud, and it's going to get deeper. It's going to be bloodshed. It's got to be. Yeah, they took it in bloodshed. They're not going to just give it up like that. And then they don't think that you civilized enough to get on top and treat them right. The prophet said, man, this European is your fellow man, and you get on top to treat them right. Then when you get back to top, treat them right. You can't do them wrong. Eye for eye, keep turning around everybody. You know, you do them wrong, they just go sitting and cutting away. You keep sitting them, treating them like a dog. Treat them, throw them down to the dogs. No, we civilizers. We civilized people. We just understand. We stay with our own people. We don't amalgamate. We don't go into them and have children with them amalgamate because we wipe them out. Yeah, we wipe them out. They no longer be their own self. They started getting melanin. They turn different. That's why they mad. You got to understand the Ku Klux Klan order. Yeah, they like it. They put it in for them, us for us. But that don't mean we can't be cordial. That means we can't do business. We can't have amity and commerce. Yeah, we do trade commerce. We got land. They got land. They got places where they from. They got stuff that we don't got. Yeah, you got to do business with people and be civil. But see, greed factors can come in. If people see that you got so much and like they tell you that you don't know what to do with it, I'm doing what I want to do with it. Was ever on my land, because you come survey my land and you see I got gold, silver, diamonds and stuff, and I ain't doing with them what you doing with it. I mean, we had that stuff on our spears. Yeah, the story about Columbus and them had, you know, he had Moors with him on the boat navigating. Yeah, and they had spears that they found from over here in this hemisphere that had diamonds and copper and stuff on them. They wanted to know where the people at that got these, they fighting with these kind of spears. Who in the hell will be wasting these kind of valuable things on these on war materials? Because it's plentiful for us. We didn't have that greed factor. So when they pulled over in the island, figure out when they on the islands and ask them where the people at with these, they guess where they pointed to. They point them to the direction of where the people that got those. And they point them into the interiors of over here, what we call North America. Come on now, man. Y'all better wake up over here. It's, man, you don't be seeing the coal come out the mines all the time? Y'all don't see the trains going down the tracks pulling the coal out with us? You think they're pulling out the ground? That's just what they show you. These trains passing by you all the time. What they got in them? Man, it's all kinds of mines. Man, people is running to California for the gold rush. They still mine gold over there. I know people that mine gold all the time. How much is gold is? $1,800, $1,900 ounce? Y'all better wake up. Oh, where you think diamonds at? Where you think platinum at? Where you think silver at? Where you think copper at? Where you think tin at? Oh, you don't think precious metals over here? Oh, you don't think they became a real superpower by what? Not only because they just got the land for free, basically. The resources. see? But they are paying tribute to somebody. Some people are tied in and getting paid tribute to because they are indebted to them through treaties, through borrowing. You know, they had to finance their war. They was at war with their own people, with Britain, Great Britain. You know, people had to come to their rescue in France and, you know, England. People had to come to their rescue. You know, who came to their rescue? Who helped them? Who aided and assisted them? Who financed them? Who gave them somewhere to live, where to stay, somewhere to build, to incorporate? These are the questions that you need to ask. These are the questions you need to find out. Then you say, oh, who are you? Then you might not be so quick to say, oh, I ain't no more. Yeah, what is it more? Find out where you at. Find out who land you is. Because you might not want to say that. You find out who land you roaming on. Yeah, you got to remember who your ancestry is. Remember who you are. And you tied to all things. So don't deny yourself. It's cool if you want to be what? Listen, you have the right to be whatever nationality you want to be. But you got to remember where it's only one root. Just remember that, kin folks. It's only one root. Let's stop hating ourselves. Let's start building up inside our own house, right? We build up in our own house, and when we build up in our own house, now you got the blueprint. Y'all balling out. Man, in a five-year span, y'all done build up y'all credit in a couple years. Y'all done pooled y'all resources, start putting some money in the pot, and now y'all done collectively went and got a big old spot. Yeah, like a state. Probably y'all could live comfortably for a little while so y'all could build up and get that one knocked out real quick. It's three or four of y'all. Get that one paid off real quick so y'all could branch out and get another one. Oh, and then, you know, next thing you know, everybody got a spot. Yeah, them three people within the 10, 15-year span, everybody got a spot. Now, that seems like, oh, man, that's a long time. Hell, by yourself, you're going to be paying mortgage for 30 years. And hey, you might have had a divorce or a breakup and everything and don't even end up keeping the house. How many of us did that? Amen. Man, how many people do that? Start getting a house with somebody. Y'all got something going on. Shoot, y'all don't last 20, 30 years. House go up for sale, mortgage, stuff happen. Yeah. So if in 15 years, y'all can own three estates, three $300,000 houses. Hell, you're supposed to get one for the half the package. See, we got to think like that. Pile up like our cousins do, Migos. Yeah, they pile up in the house. 13 of them. They in the house all going to work together, networking, carpooling, everything. Shoot, no matter 5 years, shoot, they got another house or two. Everybody got cars. Man, because they pooling their resources. That house, no, it ain't nothing, man, with four of us in the house. That mortgage, four of us in the house. Yeah, we got three of us in the house, man, paying this mortgage. It's $2,500. Three of us in the house, $800 apiece. You know, eight and some change. Hell, when you was paying $2,000 to rent. See? You want to pay $2,000 a minute. I've been telling my folks for a minute, man, between my father, my girl, daughter, man, my grandma, each one of them paying 18 where they live at, $1,800 a month just for their rent. They spending over $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month, 24 people. That's $10,000 right there. I'm not even going to go into it all but to pay rent. Now, if you own your houses, if you got houses and people coming together, you can take two of those $2,500, that's 5 G's, get them in one house, a two-bedroom house. Now, that 5,000 is between them. 2,500 of an invest. Yeah, we take 2,500 invest. Remember, that whole 5,000, you was give it to somebody else. It was going all the way to the rent man. You cannot get it back. You can't write it off. You was giving it away. Poof, all gone between y'all two. So now y'all two going to move into a house with $5,000 a month. 2,500 of it, you're going to redirect towards investment for our family, to build for our future, for our legacy. We're going to get into all kinds of stuff that we're building. We're going to build a fund, we're going to buy bonds, we're going to buy cryptocurrencies, we're going to buy everything, real estate, you know, stocks. We're going to build up a portfolio. Every month, if you got $2,500, that's just from them. That's $2,500, all right? Then the other $2,500, they got they could put in their pocket. Now they split that because you didn't have nothing to put in your pocket at first. Now you got $2,500 to put in your pocket, $1,200 apiece, $1,250. Before, you was giving out the whole thing to somebody else for rent. See, to come on home and be around your family. See, that's pooling your resources working together. But do people think like that? No. And then when you tell them, oh, no, they good where they at. They're content. So you're going to give away at $2,000, let's say at $2,000 a month for 12 months, you're going to give up $24,000 to somebody that you don't see per person. When you could give away, you could come give $12,000 of that towards your grandkids, your great-grandkids, putting up funds and stuff for them, putting up trust for them. You feel me? Each month, and some of that money gets split up and then buy bonds where you buy them for half price, and they mature and reach value in 20 years and grow interest for 30 years. And you buy them every month for each one of your grandkids. You buy these bonds that go into their trust. Yeah, because you got $2,500. Plus, that's not including the other kinfolk that's at the house. This is all going into a pot. So if there's four of y'all at the house and everybody putting up got $1,000 to give away because of the system each month, you know how much power that is in the economy like right now? $4,000 a month that you can invest? Man, every month, like clockwork, you could become rich. You could put away generational wealth if you know the right things to invest and put your money in, looking down the road, being a visionary to look and see that land you're passing by right now in 20 years from now is going to have stores and everything on it. Instead of being the fool that just keep passing by and not being a visionary, then 20 years from now you put it into that store when you could have bought the lot. And then people be doing land, doing business on top of that. You could have sold it 20 years later. You heard what Jay-Z said. Feel like a Dumbo. Yeah, could have bought the same land, could have bought it for $2 million. Now it go for $20 million. 20 years later, he could have bought it for $2 million. He feel like a Dumbo now. Yeah. No buying art. Stuff that appreciates. You know, you get in a car, and then you get a car, you got to know what to do with a car. It depreciates in value, so you got to know how to make it work for you. Know how to get decals and put on the car. Yeah, know how to rent the car out. Yeah. Yeah, know how to rent the car out, you know, insure it, let people use it. Yeah, stuff like that. Put decals on your car. Yeah, you all you feel tripping off is the luxury of how the car feels. You know what it look like on the outside. You know what it feel like on the inside. That's what you're supposed to be tripping off, how you roll it inside. Because you can't see the car when you're driving anywhere on the outside. Only everybody else could see it. They know what kind of car it is. Put you some decals on there. Let the decals pay for your car. And let the decals put some money in your pocket. Find ways to make that car into a money machine instead of just making it a liability. Soon as you drive the lot, it's depreciating. So you got to make that value up. That's what a hustler go do. So we got to find ways. Like I said, you would want everybody in your family to be good, to help them out, putting them on your cards and stuff so they could be booming. So y'all can network and pull your resources. Cool, let's go together. Let's come together, put this thing together. I said, you be hustling me and you be hustling woo-woo. Like mine, yeah, man, I appreciate you, because, man, you put me on your card, man, all that time. Because all you got to do is leave them on there for what, two months? 2 months, and they're going to be on there. It's going to be on their thing. Yeah, and tell your folks the ones who ain't got it, you let them know, hey, man, when you get your credits up together, shoot me a few coins. But the ones who got it, man, charge them a little something, man, give me a couple hundred. They should be willing. That's how I go to my people, man. I got a couple hundred for you, man, put me on your card. Tell them about how it works. Man, they get put on people put you on. So that's what this is about. Don't forget now, you on The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. The website is, if you want to contact, is the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. And Al Moore Consultation LLC.com. That's Al Moore, ALMOOR, Consultation LLC.com. And then we got the nonprofit, Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, HELP for short, the acronym. And the website's been taking forever with that. And I don't know if that's on my part now or what, but I'm going to have to see what's going on with that, because I definitely need that up. Because that nonprofit is up and rolling. We got a truck. It's good, man. We're trying to take donations and go drop it off, like, in the hood. Yeah, to a hood near you. When they give it to us, we come into you to drop it off. You can believe that. We'll pull up in the parking lot somewhere and distribute it, man. You know, drop it off, man, and try to network with some corporations, some nonprofits in some local areas that really need stuff, and get it to them. Because really that's what our truck is. Our truck is, we got a nice size, big truck. We're going to load it up and get it to the areas where stuff is needed at,
and hopefully we can build on that and get some more trucks with the help of y'all donations. So for now, you have to tap into us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. You can email the health.more@yahoo.com, too. That's health.more, M-O-O-R, at yahoo.com. And like I said, the website will be coming for that soon. We is getting to towards the end of the show right here, last few minutes and stuff. But I want y'all to know, don't forget to go back into your records now, into the archives, for y'all that been listening to South Carolina records, the Sundry Fee Moores Act, so you can see why it's not good to be going under that Negro tag. All right? So we don't want to be going under that. We don't want to be going under the Negro tag. You want to be yourself, be who you are. So I want to read some holy instructions from the prophet, okay, out of the Moorish Quran, out of the Holy Quran, okay? Going to the red book, okay? Holy instructions from the prophet, chapter 35, religion. There is but one Allah, the author, the creator, the governor of the world, almighty, eternal, and incomprehensible. The sun is not Allah, though his noblest image. He enlighteth the world with his brightness. His warmth giveth light to the products of the earth. Admire him as the creature, the instrument of Allah, but worship him not. To the one who is supreme, most wise and beneficent, and to him alone belong worship, adoration, thanksgiving, and praise. Who hath stretched forth the heavens with his hands, who hath described with his finger the courses of the stars, who setteth the bounds to the ocean that it cannot pass, and saith unto the stormy winds, be still, who shaketh the earth and the nations tremble, who dareth his lightning and the wicked are dismayed, who calleth forth worlds by the words of his mouth, who smiteth with his arm and they sink into nothing. O reverence the majesty of the omnipotent and tempt not his anger, lest thou be destroyed. The providence of Allah is ever all his works. He ruleth and directeth with infinite wisdom. He hath instituted laws for the government of the world. He hath wonderfully varied them in all beings, and each by his nature conformeth to his will. In the depth of his mind, he revolveth all knowledge. The secrets of futurity lie open before him. The thoughts of thy heart are naked to his view. He knoweth thy determination before they are made. With respect to his prescience, there is nothing contingent. With respect to his providence, there is nothing accidental. Wonderful he is in all his ways. His counsels are inscrutable. The manner of his knowledge transcendeth thy conception. Pay therefore to his wisdom all honor and veneration, and bow down thyself in humble and submissive obedience to his supreme discretion. The Father is gracious and beneficent. He hath created the world in mercy and love. His creatures of his hand declare his goodness, and their enjoyments speak of his praise. He clothed them with his beauty. He supported them with food. This is one beautiful thing about being on Blog Talk, see? I just extended my show for 30 minutes because I was supposed to rush off, and we only had 90 seconds. So I just extended that for 30 minutes, and then we could go in so I could finish up what I was tipping on. But let me finish this chapter. The Father is gracious and beneficent. He hath created the world in mercy and love. His creatures of his hand declare his goodness, and their enjoyments speak of his praise. He clothed them with beauty. He supported them with food. He preserved them with pleasure from generation to generation. If we lift up our eyes to the heavens, his glory shineth forth. If we cast them down on the earth, it is full of his goodness. The hills and the valleys rejoice and sing. Fields, rivers, and woods resound his praise. But thee he hath distinguished with peculiar favor and exalted thy station above all creatures. Listen, he hath endued thee with reason to maintain thy dominion. He hath fitted thee with language to improve thy society, and exalted thy mind with the powers of meditation to contemplate and adore his inimitable perfections. And in the laws he hath ordained as the rule of life, so kindly hath he united thy duty
to thy nature, that obedience to his precepts is happiness to thyself. That was key. Oh, praise his goodness with songs of thanksgiving, and meditate in silence on the wonders of his love. Let thy heart overflow with gratitude and acknowledgement. Let the language of thy lips speak praise and adoration. Let the actions of thy life show thy love to his law. Allah is just and righteous, and will judge the earth with equity and truth. Hath he established his law in goodness and mercy, and shall he not punish the transgressors thereof? Oh, think not, bold men, because thy punishment is delayed, that the arm of Allah is weakened. Neither flatter thyself with hopes that he weaketh at thy doings. His eye pierceth the secrets of every heart, and he remembereth them forever. He respecteth not the persons or the stations of men, the high and the low, the rich and the poor, the wise and the ignorant. When the soul hath shaken off the cumbrous shackles of this mortal life, shall equally receive from the sentence of just and everlasting retribution according to their works. Then shall the wicked tremble and be afraid, but the heart of the righteous shall rejoice in his judgments. O, fear Allah, therefore, all the days of thy life, and walk in the path which he hath opened before thee. Let prudence admonish thee. Let temperance restrain. Let justice guide thy hand. Benevolence warm thy heart, and gratitude to heaven inspire thee with devotion. These shall give thee happiness in thy present state, and bring thee to mansions of eternal felicity in the paradise of Allah. This is the true economy of human life. I love that chapter right there. Man, I love that chapter right there. That's good. That just sent me religion. That's religion right there. Yeah, that's religion. You can take back your dirty, filthy religion. And I just got to say that. I got to say that because I know the history. I studied it. I was born and raised. I ain't going to say I was born. Yeah, because I was born submissive to the will of Allah, submissive to the Creator. Because of my circumstances, what I was created in, I was created in the world, what they call the world of sin. I wasn't born a sinner. I was created in a world that has sin in it, and I was introduced to it, and it has become a way of me. That was put in me before me. It was put in the flesh before me. So this is something that the flesh has to fight with. This is something that the spirit is fighting the flesh. So who is going to win the battle because we're in the physical world? That's the jihad. That's the war that we're fighting every day. The fight is in the self. You see, so you got to fight that stuff out of you when we be certain ways with people, when we treat ourselves, when we treat people certain ways. We got to fight that in ourselves. Hey, man, that's not right. Do I want somebody to treat me like that? And you got to fight that evil out in you. That's how you stay into your higher and come into your higher self. That's the 40 days and the 40 nights on the mount that Moses, Yahushua, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings to all these brothers and soldiers. Yeah, who you think Yahushua, who you think Jesus was wrestling with up there on that mountain? They tried to tell you some devil. What kind of devil you think it was? You think it was some type of snake slithered up to him and started talking to him? Huh? What do you think it was? You think it was the snake, the coil that's inside his spine that sends the glands, that sending all the elixirs through the body that's allowing him to reason and think? What do you think it was, that serpent? Huh? The spinal cord where the chakras are located? Yeah, because who was up there with him? He was meditating. He was in isolation and seclusion when he was talked to. Oh, bow down to me. You see all this out there in the world? Look at all this. I'll give you all this if you bow down to me. Well, if you believe according to your book, if you believe this is God in the flesh, God come again, if you believe this is the Son of God, then how can you give him anything? What can you give me that my Father in heaven hasn't already given me, that's not already promised to me? I'm the heir apparent. Y'all been bamboozled and hoodwinked for too long, but Suleiman Bey is here to wake you up. See, you've been interpreted that Bible. He gave that Bible to you. That's his book. That's what he took from the scrolls of our ancestors and recreated to his shape for his form and fashion and his likeness. That's his dirty religion that he crusaded around the world under his banner, under his red cross, the white flag with the red cross. Do you understand that? Yeah, he the one put Yahushua on the cross and nailed him to the cross and put it on the image and the likeness of it, and you riding around flossing it. Yeah, you flossing it, but if I go into your hood and whack one of your brothers or your sisters in your hood and put it on a charm and put it back in the hood, is you going to put it on and rock it? Is you going to be out there with your pants sagging like, yeah, man, you feel me? And you got the piece on, I knocked your man down and sold it back to you with some diamonds on it. Is you going to rock it? No, ma'am, no, sir. So what you doing it for? You've been bamboozling and hoodwinked. You see how messed up we is in the head? And we put on as an image, oh, take up your cross. That ain't taking up your cross right there. Taking up your cross is getting out there in the highways and the byway. What was the reason they were trying to put him on the cross? They ain't looking for you. Yeah, they're not looking for you. Even in your congregation, they're not trying to set your congregation down and shut you down for what you're talking and try to censure you from the media because you ain't talking about nothing. You talking about what he gave you. Yes, sir, master, be good. Turn the other cheek. You get your pie in the sky when you die. That's what you've been taught. And that's what we keep following. But I got news that you can use. It ain't been working. It ain't working for you, for your mammy. It didn't work for her mammy. It didn't work for her mammy. All it got you was more servitude, more debt, more bondage. It's time to wake up then. It's time to reevaluate, reinvestigate everything that you've been taught. Because, Ebony, it ain't no good for you. And that's what my great-granny used to say to my man. If they won't treat you right, what means you think they'll teach you right? Man, people have been saying teaching you right. They've been treating you right for years. And you believe everything that they say. That's what we do. We suck it up. We're spiritual junkies. We just suck it up. Man, we take that garbage. We're garbage bill kids. You remember them? I mean, we real garbage bill kids. They throw it out there. And then we just suck it up. Oh, yeah, Democrats, Republic. Well, let me tell you about Democrats and Republic. Let me tell you about that. Because you live in a, if you was really smart, you would want to live in the Republic. Because that's where your rights at. That's where you're supposed to be residing at, in the Republic. Man, may the force be with you. Man, y'all don't understand, man, Star Wars and all that. Let me show you something, man. Let me go into this Black's Law about this Republic, okay? Because this Black Law I got, I have the Black Law. It's good for you to have at your home with your family. The Black Law Dictionary, it's the seventh edition. It's an abridged one. It's the seventh edition, and it has a Constitution in the back. It's good for your little ones at the house with the family because it has, like I said, the Constitution in the back. And you can get back into the constitutional fold, and you can understand when treason has been happening against you. When somebody's committed treason or warring against the people, You can make them salute you and stand down, okay? So, anyway, let's get it right here. Here we go. So, okay, take this note. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. It shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive against domestic violence. Again, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. Okay, well, let's go and see what Republican is for y'all that don't know. Because I got to remember, we have to educate. We can't think that everybody knows. They have to be taught. It's a spoon feeder, okay? What's a republic and what's a republican, okay? This is what a republic is, okay? Definition from Black Law. Republic. A system of government in which the people hold sovereign power and elect representatives who exercise that power. See, hold on. Anytime you start talking about sovereign and national, they make you think that's a bad thing. Oh, bad. But it just told you that the United States should guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. It just said that the Republic is a system of government in which the people hold sovereign power and elect, representatives who exercise that power. That means the representatives that you elect are working for you, we the people. That means they're doing your duty. When they don't do what you need them to do and they don't pass the laws and the bills that you need them to pass, then you get them the hell out of there because they are elected. They're not hired. They're elected. That means we voted to bring them in. Okay. And it says, it contrasts, again, it contrasts on the one hand with a pure democracy, in which, listen, it contrasts, meaning it's at odds, on the one hand with a pure democracy in which the people or community as an organized hold, wield, meaning give away, wield the sovereign power of government. And on the other, with the rule of one person, such as a king, emperor, czar, or sultan. Abbreviation, Republican adjective, democracy. So a democracy is in contrast to a republic. A republic is a system of government in which the people hold sovereign power and elect representatives who exercise that power. It contrasts, on the one hand, with a pure democracy in which the people or community as an organized whole wield the sovereign power of government. So that's what that happens. So you're giving up that sovereign power to an organized government that you're setting up, what they call in a government. So that's what you do. You wielding the power away when you're in a democracy. So they make all the rules for you. They set up, that's what they're doing. They're running you. But when you're in a republic, the people rule. So what would you rather be? I think so, too. I think we're smart enough to agree that if the Constitution is the, and by the way, let me give you the rest of this so you will know. So you can say, oh, Suleiman Bey just be talking, man. Suleiman just, he ain't talking about nothing. I'm going to read it to you. I don't speak on my own accord. That's what Yahushua taught. I'm speaking out of my own authority, man. I speak out these books, and then you take it up with the authors and thereof, okay? So Article 6 says, the debts contracted and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. Okay, so something just went on there. It said that all the debt and all engagements entered into, so some contracts before this Constitution, that the United States, they held valid against the United States under this Constitution. Okay, I mean, they got a state and as under the Confederation. So what is the Confederation? You got to find out what that is. The Confederation, you know, that's the League of Nations. There's many people involved. So who was all involved in this Confederation? Well, whatever that is, it's conjoined now with the United States and the Constitution. So it's enjoined. So don't think that the United States is just set up for the European Union, meaning it's a confederation, meaning there's other people at the table allowing them to be here in this confederation still. So even though you see it as a European Union, they're still being allowed to be here because it's treaties and other stuff that was in place that people financed and allowed them to be where they're at. Anyway, speeding up. The rest of it says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. So hold on. So now it says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, so listen, the one thing, that this Constitution, that's one thing, right? And the laws of the United States, bam, that's two things. It says, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, so whatever laws is made in pursuance thereof, that means a continuance, and all treaties made, that's something else, or which shall be made, so the ones that already was made prior to this adoption, that came with this adoption, and the ones made after the adoption, under the authority of the United States, that's something else. And it said, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. So that means if it's contrary to this, it's bogus, it's no good, no matter what state you're in. If this is the supreme law, the Constitution and the laws of the United States, and the treaties that were made and which shall be made under their authority, all those are bound in the two, what's called the supreme law of the land. Now, and if you want to know what you call statutes and codes that they're enslaving people and putting them in prison under, those are not the supreme laws of the land. Those are for corporate statutes. Those are for artificial persons. So you need to get your game together, get you tightened up, you feel me, and understand. Quit running out here faking. You feel me? And thinking that you really own something when you really not own something, then you go turn around and pay the tax man when you aboriginal and you indigenous non-taxed. Okay? Yeah, you non-taxed. Non-obligatory. Yeah, you tax-free. I understand that because you're at home. Martin Luther King told you that in his last speech. The black man finds himself exiled in his own land. Ooh, I used to think Martin Luther King was a chump. I heard that speech and really listened to it, and I noticed that he was awakened. The black man finds the exile in his own land. Now, the ended part of Article 6 says, the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislators and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. So it's a lot going on, man. Even understanding that they don't, listen, you people think, oh, America, this is a Christian nation. No, it's not. Why does it keep saying that? That's because everybody follow that. That's not. You know why? You know why it's not a Christian nation? Let me show you why right here. Let me go to the Constitution. Amendment 1, Bill of Rights 1, 1791. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So what religion got to do with anything? It just tells you, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Okay? Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assembly and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Y'all better get together, start reading these kinds. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So they said they pulled these Moors over, they was this, and that. A mouth could say anything. They could tell you that they was anything in the news, but who do we know? They could have been rightfully in their right to bear arms and right with who they were. But like I said, who's giving out the information? History is his story. Always remember that. So, always remember that. So we studied person today. So we need to pool our resources with our family, man. Start putting y'all families on. Listen, if you got a family member that can't get a $300 card, and you got a pocket for the $300 card, and you know that person is striving, put that person on authorized use of them $300 cards, a couple of them, and then they're going to be able to get them a card soon. It's from putting them on there. It's going to help them out a lot. Yeah, it's going to help them out a lot. So you want to do those kind of things. So we'll help you out. Excuse me, man. I was catching a yawn, y'all. So we'll help you out here. We get credit scores, man. You got a 580 and better. I got lists, man. I get the credit scores for you. 580, you write a 580, and I get you 4 or 5 credit cards. You know, put you about 1500, almost $2,000 into your pocket. I put about $1,500, $2,000 into your pocket with merchandise cards where you could shop online and buy stuff for your house, food, clothing, furniture. You could furnish your house and pay little low monthly fees over 12 months, and they report to the credit bureau, stuff that builds up your credit. So I do credit builder stuff like that, and credit repair, too. I go into the credit bureaus with the letters, and clean up your credit on all three bureaus, clean them up all real good. And like I said, we work with the people, man. We work with the people. So the websites for that is LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, AlmoreOOR. I still got for my prison population, family just trying to come home. Let me go get out. I still got the package. I got that starting today, getting the packages resent out, the 3 copies sent to you guys so y'all could get them signed and fingerprinted and stuff. And this time, make sure y'all put your fingerprints on there, man. It's serious, man. You got to put them on there at that right angle, man, with that, with that red ink, man. And, send them on back in so I can send them on through the process, man. And you know where I go through. I will send them through the sisters, Anais. I'm going to send them through RV Bay, through that form. That's how we always send them. And like I said, last time I checked on them. We sent them out in April. So we're getting to April or whatever. They they never cashed money orders, so they either got there and they still just sit in there, or they got lost at sea or whatever. And a lot of times, a lot of the mail, man, it's a lot of stuff been backed up, man. They didn't put that out. So you guys just got to have patience, man. That's not a lot of time. So you send them out in April, they got them in May. You got them in the beginning of May. They said on the receipt, May. So all May, all June. Okay, in August, you should be hearing something. But I never got confirmation, so I understand that's why the brothers was up in an uproar, and the sister, too. You know, there's an uproar. They never got confirmation. And usually they give us confirmation that they got to receive them or whatever, and that they let us know when they're available or if there's anything wrong with them or to that effect. But we never received that. So that's why we were concerned or whatnot. But I know we're in good hands, and push comes to shove. Like I said, I'm sending the new packages out, and we just resubmit them again. And when they get them, if they say that they already got them in file, then I'm going to lie, we already got them there. And if not, then we just move it ahead. But that's how you do stuff like that. Like I said, we gave it efficient enough time and stuff, and we can't just bog down on the sisters. I sent them emails concerning that. If they hit us back about the emails, then we'll do it the way that they say, and they'll look it up. I sent the email to the sisters, to the website, to the secretary, you know, for the Morris National Republic Office of the Registrar, the secretary, and I sent her an email over with the names of the brothers who I had submitted on behalf of, and yeah, so we just check on that and see how that goes. So, yeah, that's what this is about, man. This is about us loving one another, man, loving self and kind and working together, man. Get your elders, man. Go see your grandmamas and them. Put them in the house with you. Let teach the children how to help them and walk them and feed them and wipe them and stuff like that, man. Teach them service. You know, starting with the family. They shouldn't have to be in no homes. They should be in our homes. You know, getting that getting our children get that education from them, that experience, that learning. You feel me? And they can put that wow on the children, get the children in check. But they ain't gonna let them get away. The stuff that we do, you feel me? So that's how you do it. Show them that. So the next generation that want to give back, they won't leave nobody behind. We leaving people behind, man. We neglecting people, man. We looking down on people, shaming people, man, because of what they're going through. But secretly, we going through the same thing. Secretly, we got the same things going on. The same secret sins. That's why Jesus told him, man, cast the first stone. He reached down in the sand and he started writing down there, and he was letting me know, man, that. The sin, y'all got secret sin. And y'all pointing at her because y'all doing y'all's in the secret, and the sin lies in the thought, in the wish, not in the act. It's because you ain't been seen doing it, but your thought. That's where the sin lies, because your thought is the cause of it all. Thought leads to your action. So that's what he was telling them. So if any of y'all ain't thought nothing in your mind and looked at somebody in your mind and thought, oh, she thick, and addressed it with your eyes and thought these things, then be the first one, because that's where the sin lies right there. And nobody can cast a stone. So, yeah, so that's how this goes, man. So, like, I'm thankful for this forum. I'm thankful for y'all. Just keep tapping in. The brothers and sisters who's locked in these dismal crypts behind the walls, family members who got loved ones in there, reach out to them. Talk to them. Send them mail. You don't got to always send them money. Buy them books. Buy them stuff on estate planning. Trust. That's going to help them out so much. It's going to help you out a lot, you know. Put them on stuff on real estate, stuff on accounting, you know, just send them books in there, books for dummies, real estate for dummies, estate planning for dummies, because that stuff will help you guys. That stuff will help you guys build up stuff for yourselves. So, when you study estate and trust planning, that's going to help you understand the profit. What do you think? So I bring you everything to reclaim your vast estate and take it and save yourself. So your vast estate, what is an estate? Go study the word estate. Go study estate planning, and then you see the demonstration that was laid down before your eyes in front of the world. My Savior has arrived, Avatar. My Savior has arrived. Man, before anybody arrived, he came and dropped the demo on us. So, family, as I said, we're at the end of the road now. I have extended my stay. That was a good 90-minute run. This morning, I got other endeavors to get into. It's Monday morning. You know, I got to go move and groove and be industrious. Got to get moms prepared and out and moving. You know, we just a lot going on, man. But I enjoyed y'all today. I hope I got you some news you could use. Eventually, when my guests start getting on, man, we'll open up the lines and do some calling in and stuff. And I'm going to be changing the show, too. I think I'm going to be changing the show to evenings because I have more of the population could get in and tune and call in and stuff. We'll open this thing up. I think I'm going to go change to the evenings. I don't know how that's going to affect the name, the Morning Drip, but we're just going to keep dripping. We'll call it Morning Drip in the evening because really the evening is a new day anyway. So when the sunset, it's a new day started anyway. They make you think the next day, no, the new day is at sunset. From sunset to sunset makes a day. So we're going to call it the Morning Drip at sunset. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, how about that? The Morning Drip at sunset. Hey, I get soaking wet. Make you want to sweat like he sweats. Yeah. And that's what we're going to do, man. We're just going to continue to bring y'all what you need. Don't forget, Google the Black Codes of 1724. Read them. You'll see that they're in effect right now. Google the Sundry Free Moors Act. South Carolina. It's on the state records of South Carolina, 1789, 1790. And then I want y'all to Google the Racial Integrity Act of 1924. And it's not too long ago, man. This was, they sterilizing people, inmates. Just like they did the Tuskegee experiments, they was sterilizing inmates, Alabama, California, different places, man. And they still sterilize people now. This was the Virginia Sterilization Act of 1924. They call it the Racial Integrity Act of 1924. Go to Wikipedia and look at that, read that, and see this stuff, man. See the wickedness and the diabolicalism of what's going on, man. And this stuff's still being affected. We have to go to these people's hospitals and stuff. Man, we got enough talented and trained people that we could be able to do for ourselves. We're the number one consumers. I mean, we spend the money, we get the money, but we just don't know what to do with it, and we don't spend it with ourselves. So it's killing us. It's crippling us economically. We're nobodies except for we spend it. To consume and sell, we can sell products and buy products, but we don't do it for ourselves. So even in our own community, cousin Sim and cousin Singh and Ali and them come slide through. And, the Chinese come and set up stores in our community, sell clothes and food products. And, yeah, they come set up in our community and get all the money and sell us inferior stuff. And we can't even work together and get built up. So that's been killing us. So, man, we got to just do better. That's all I say. We just got to do better with ourselves and our time, man, our family. Like, that's what the biggest thing is about. Start it at home, be examples, and pull as many as your family members together. Get y'all records, y'all birth records on y'all nationality, y'all nativity, going back past the reservations and stuff, and then you can tie into some of this land because land was set aside because you are heirs. We are heirs, and that's what you want to do. That's what we want to get into, you know? We want to get into that. We want to get into so we can't be criminalized under these laws that they criminalize black people under because that's definitely what they're doing, and you don't want to be criminalized under that, all right? You want to be free. You want to be free. That's what this is about. So we're going to ride out. Enjoy y'all coming through on the Morning Drip. I'm going to get some of this music going back on. And ride us out of here. But I want y'all to stay tuned. We're going to come back through again, inshallah, tomorrow, God willing. And we'll keep it going 5 days a week. Y'all to tune in, tell a friend. Be looking for it. Put it in where you get a notification, man, that the show coming on. You know, tell a friend, like I said, we're gonna start opening the lines up. We'll start opening up the lines up as soon as our show members and everybody get on here together. Let's open up the lines for them questions and answers. We just gonna keep riding, y'all. Yeah, it's been a blessing serving y'all. I tell you that. Just hope that y'all be back through tomorrow at the same time, the same place. Philly Mind Bay on the Morning Drip. Don't forget Legal Empowerment Group 101.com and Almore Consultation LLC.com. Peace and love. And if we don't have a race to baby, that's okay.